Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. We're holding him in Noches Daf Tzadik. And in Mudbeis, the Mishnah tells us the kol korbanos teunim nesachim. All the korbanos require nesachim, which means the wine that comes with the korbanos, except the ones that come as a chayva, including a bechor. Now the Sefer Drushim called Shmeina Lachmoy, which was written by Rav Asher Anshel, and Drushim Lehesped Perek Ches. He brings that the idea of Nesachim is when you have a korban, you bring a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you need to add to the korban the wine which is Nesachim. This is a remnant to the fact that when an Adam Kosher dies, it's considered to be a korban. Any Adam who dies, he gets closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and something is missing here in the world that's equivalent to a korban. Crying an Adam Kosher, someone who has tears in Adam Kosher, the tears are equivalent to Nesachim. So he brings, there is a minug that's brought down the Kolbo in Simen Kuf Yudalet. And the Bis Yosef and Yerider Simen Shenayin Dalet quotes it, and so the Ramah over there brings it. The minug is that if Lo Yaleinu, somebody loses his first child, a Bechor, he does not have a Velus on the first child. So the Bis Yosef and the Ramah brings is the minik tos. What's the marker of this minik? The cowboy quotes it, says the reason we don't, there's no velus on a bechor, because the bechor is gedoyshim lashem, the kaddish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there's no velus on them. So the Shmeina Lachmoy says that according to what he learned with the drasha, that the nesachim are referring to the tears that you have on Adam Kosher who died, our Mishnah says there's no nesachim on a bechor. So that's a remez that there's no velus on a ben bechor. And the Shmeina Lachmoy goes on to say that that's the pshat. The Gemara tells us that anybody who's moiri d'mois adam kosher, Kadosh Baruch Hu soifro menicho and beis genozo. Kadosh Baruch Hu counts him. Why does Kadosh Baruch Hu have to count him? So he says, because it's brought down that misa tzadik is equivalent to churban beis hamikdash. And in Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Malachim cried, says, Malach HaShoris Mar Yivkiyun. So someone who cries on a tzaddik who dies is connected to the crying that you have in Beis HaMikdash. But we have a din, Ein Me'arvim Nesachim Menesachim. You're not allowed to mix Nesachim together. So you're not allowed to mix the Dmois together. So how do you make sure they don't get mixed up? Says the Shmein HaLachma, that's why it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu counts the Dmois. Dovah Shehu Manu, something which is counted, is not bottle. So that's how he brings the idea, the concept of Nesachim. Rav Chaim Falaji, in his Sefer Nevesh Chaim, Mareches Hei, he brings this, and he says that they made fun on this prat, because there's no Nesachim in a carbon tzibur. And if the whole idea of Nesachim is the Dmois that you have in a carbon, why should you not have Nesachim in a carbon tzibur? And it's not so clear what the Rav Chaim Falaji means, because we learned in our sugya the korban tzibur does require nesachim. So what does he mean the korban tzibur doesn't have nesachim? So in the Sefer Hodor Yaakov, he says Rav Chaim Falaji is referring to korban chatas ve'osham. Chatas ve'osham come to kapara, and there's no nesachim but chatas ve'osham. But if nesachim is like the tears that you have in a korban on a tzaddik who's nifter, why would you not have nesachim in a chatas ve'osham? But the Kolponim, the Sefer Pnei Yitzchok, explains that if the din of Nesachim is like the Demois on Adam was Nifter, that's why it's so important to cry. Like the Gemara that the Shmeina Lachmoy brings, that crying is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the cry. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that Rav told of Shmuel Bar Shilas that he should make people cry in his hesped. What's the idea of crying so much? But if the crying is the Nesachim, the same way the Korbanos require Nesachim, the Misa of a Tzaddik, the Misa of Adam Kosher, requires the crying in order for the Korban to be Miskabel. And he brings more, that's why it says that only after the Kavuro comes the cry. Why only after the Kavuro comes the cry? Because only in the Kavuro, that's the end of the Korban. Because the Kaparo comes after the Kavuro. And because the Nesachim come at the time of the Korban, so also the crying should come at the time of the Kvura. Anyone who wants to sponsor or join the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.